Tashma on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph 74a. Second line. Tashma. Nishtai Revo Tzitzin Hamakvenes Hamila. People have those extra threads hanging off, but they are, they prevent a person from ultimately fulfilling their the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Right? At the top of 74a. So we're saying, what is this? What does it mean that the ma'akven is hamila? It means you're really not, circumcised at all, and you would not be allowed to have any of the things we've been saying. You have to be, circumcised for truma, karban pesach, kachim generally, or meister. So the Gemara says, my lav, master dagan. Does that not refer to the master dagan meaning meister sheni? Says Gemara, lo, master behema. Because we had just sort of spent all of yesterday trying to prove that the RL is allowed to have meister sheni. And here it says meister nala to have. So it says, no, meister behema. Meister behema is very different. Meister behema is a meister you take for every tenth animal, and then that tenth animal is going to go into as a carbon for the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not the same as meister sheni, obviously, where you bring it to your shalim and you eat it. So Meister Behema, Hainu Kachim, says the Gemara, what's the difference between Meister Behema and Kachim, which is also listed in that Mishnah, or in that Braisa? Says the Gemara, V'litameich, Milo Tinan, Pesach, V'katani Kachim, isn't Karban Pesach also considered Kachim, if you're going to sort of generalize that category? So the Gemara says, okay, fine, but at least by Kachim, Bishlam Pesach, V'kachim, Tri'chidi Tana Pesach, V'shim Tariyos Pesach, Siva V'kachim, Emelo. Maybe if it only had listed Pesach, we would have thought that specifically the Karban Pesach has a restriction of an Arel that is prohibited for them to eat the Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach specifically says Arel lo yachabo, but Kachim generally doesn't say that. But however, Vitana Kachim, Hava Minamai Kachim, Pesach, if we would have just said the word Kachim, we would have thought that Kachim was referring to Pesach, because Pesach also has that phrase of Arel. Ela Master Behem Alamali, right? So now it makes sense that Kashim and Pesach are listed separately in order to teach us both Karban Pesach and other Karbanos. But then we still have the question, well, why would Master Behema, according to you, why would Master Behema be listed on its own? Says the Gemara, Ela, Master Rishon, it's not talking about Master Shani, and it's not talking about Master Behema, because Master Behema would be included in Kashim. Rather, it's talking about Master Rishon. Rabbi Meir, he's Amar Master Rishon, Asul Adarim. And we're passing here like Rabbi Meir that there's an iser for a Yisrael to eat Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon is what goes to the Levi, right? The Kohen gets Truma, the Levi gets the Meiser, and then the Levi takes Truma's Meiser. So here, or some, so I think it's also called Meiser Mina Meiser or something like that. Either way, so then this Brisa is saying that Meiser Rishon is also a problem for the RL to eat.
For the uncircumcised lady.
Right, for the uncircumcised lady, exactly. But, hold on. Rabbi Meir is the one that says Asul Azarim. Hold on. Okay, so that's what we're saying. We're saying that it's according to Rabbi Meir, who is the one who generally says there's an answer for a Yisrael to eat it. And therefore, because he's the Machmir one in terms of Meiser Rishon, so we'll say that he also obligates a person or restricts a person who's uncircumcised. Says Gemara Tashima, Midtana Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Midifti. Arel Asur B'Shtei Maisros. There is a Braisa that says that Rabbi Chiya thinks that an Arel is prohibited from eating two different kinds of Meiser. My Lav, Echad Meiser Dagan, Ve'echad Meiser Behema. Hachanami, Meister Rish, Hachanami. Says the Gemara, no, it's not Meister Dagan, which is Meister Sheni, but rather it's Meister Rishon. So it's Meister Rishon and Meister Behema of Rabbi Meir. It's going to drive back. Hashema Onein, Aster B'Meister, Mutzer B'Truma Para. And Onein is not allowed to Meister, we know that one. And is allowed to have Truma and, I guess his name is Para Duma?
Yeah.
Tavul Yom Asur B'Truma, Mutzer B'Para Master. Tavul Yom, someone who is who was Tameh, but is now on their same day of the Tara process, and went to the mitzvah already. So So they have to wait until Harav Shemesh, which is when the sun goes down. And then they'd be allowed, then they'd still be Asr B'Trum until the sun goes down. But most of the Parah Masr, but they could already partake in the Parah Duma and in Meisr, whatever that might mean, even before the sun goes down. Mechusar Kippurim, Asr B'Parah, Umotar B'Trum Masr. Mechusar Kippurim is someone who I think he has to bring carbon still. Yeah. Mitzora or Azav or Yoledis that's waiting to bring a carbon. That's Mechusar Kippurim. So they're not allowed to partake in the Paraduma, but they're allowed to have Truma and Meister. V'im Isa, and if it's true that an RL is allowed to eat Meister Sheni, so then Nisni RL, Asr B'Truma, Meister B'Para Master. Why, if we're listing differences between Truma and Meister in terms of these different people, so then why don't we similarly list that a RL is not allowed to have Truma, but they are allowed to have Paraduma and Meister Sheni? So the Gemara says, Ha Tan Dvei Rabbi Akiva. Hai Tana Dvei Rabbi Akiva. This is learned from Rabbi Akiva. He, the Mirabi Leila Aral Kitame. And he already explains that an Aral is like a Tame. And a Tame, I think, means like a Tul Yom. No, he's just generally saying an Aral is like a Tame. Okay. But an Aral would at least be Aser from. From Meiser and Para. Unclear exactly what that would do for Truma. Truma, you know you're not, you have to do Batara, but unclear. I think we had in Machlokas whether that went to the person or the thing, the food. But the Tanakh is the price of the Rabbi Kiva Omar, Ish Ish, the Rabbi Sarah. Ish Ish is from a pasuk about Serua Uzav, the Kashim Lechal Adashar Yitar. So he says that pasuk ish is coming to include the RL, and that pasuk is all about tumantar. But man tan depalik alei Rabbi Akiva. Who's the one that disagrees? Tan Rabbi Yosef Habavlihi. Rabbi Yosef at the time is sreifas onen. If the paradum was burned by an onen, mechul shikipurim kshera. And by someone who still has to bring the carbon to get out of there. Process, whatever it is, of Mitzora, Azav, Yoledes, whatever. So then the Paradum is still good enough. Rabbi Yosef Abavli Omer, Onen Kshera, Mechusa Kippurim Psula. So Rabbi Yosef Abavli is more Machmer by Mechusa Kippurim. And I guess the Brisa we said before said Mechusa Kippurim is no good by the Paradum. So that's, I guess, where there's a differentiation. There's a machlokas, an implied machlokas here. Yeah, mechusa kippurim asr b'para, is what we said before. And here Rabbi Yosef is saying, no, mechusa kippurim is kshera. So what we find is that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Ababli have a disagreement about mechusa kippurim. The av Rabbi Yitzchak savar arel asr b'master, and even Rabbi Yitzchak believes that an arel is prohibited from asr shedi.
So we've been trying to prove that the RL is Moser Meister, and then we quote this verse that says it's Moser Meister, so now we just, and we say, oh no, that's Rabbi Akiva, and then we say, oh, Rabbi Yitzchak also says that Mufni. We also, the Gemara says that the Pasuk Mimenu is open. The Lomosni Ikol Mivrach, we could have disagreed and said that the word Mimenu doesn't teach us anything about Meister Sheni from Pesach, because Ma'al Pesach Shekein Chayav and Alav Mishim Pigul Venos Vitame, which is not the case by Meister Sheni. The Gemara says, yeah, Lai Asanoyav Mufni, it must be, yeah, it is open. And that's why you can't object to it. The Gemara says, my Mufni, what is that? What's Mufni about it? So there are actually three mimenas that are written by the Karban Pesach. Chal Gufei, one is to teach you about Karban Pesach. Chal Gzeir Shav, one is to teach you about this Gzeir Shav, Meister Sheni. V'chad, man da'amar ba'kas l'itin lacha asei, achalot asei. Right, that you have to burn it after you shouldn't leave it over. So the chsiv nosar, chsiv nami mimenu. Aydi, the chsiv nosar, chsiv nami mimenu. No, sir, is the issue that you shouldn't leave any over with the Karban Pesach. You shouldn't leave over, you should eat the whole thing. And according to one who thinks that the word the words are referring to the second day, I think this was a Gemara we had in Pesach maybe, then so I did chesiv ad boker chesiv nami menu. That it says until the morning, so it also says mi menu. I'm not exactly sure. Okay. All right. So also men exceed the master. There are three mimenus that are written by Meister. This is presumably at the beginning of Kisav. Chad l'gufei, v'chad l'drevi Abba'u bar Amar Rabbi Yochanan. V'chad l'drevi Shlakish. Rabbi Abba'u bar Amar Rabbi Yochanan was what? Shemesh l'maiser sheni, shenitma enat amavir aval b'shemesh l'trumen. All right. The word mimenu, we did this yesterday. The word mimenu is teaching you that, but specifically maiser sheni, you're not allowed to burn, but truma you are allowed to burn, which was not explicit in the system. So the Gemara says, v'chal l'drevi shlakish, damar shlakish, amar rabbi sima, yiminayin l'maiser sheni, shenitma shumetu l'suchau. The maiser sheni oil is allowed to be anointed. Shenemar, if it's tamei, it's still allowed to be anointed. Shenemar, v'lanasat v'ayinu l'meis. L'meis is lo nasati, halachai, dumya d'meis, nasati. Someone who is alive, but it's similar to a dead body, is allowed. You're allowed to smear oil on it. Eze devar sheshavu l'chamim meisim, harvei omar zuzficha. The act of anointing a person, a body, is similar to what you would do for a dead body. Okay. But wait a second.
Smearing oil is just not terribly attractive to us today, but they just love doing it.
You can imagine they don't have like lotions and you don't have other types of products to help your skin. You're looking for something to, I don't know, rejuvenate. I assume oil has some kind of benefits to your skin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of like different creams and whatever actually use oil, but they also use other things. I don't know. I know there's like a big thing with coconut oil. Isn't that a big thing? You don't know. I'm surprised you don't know. No, I'm kidding. That's probably what it was. They didn't have the luxuries we have today. But wait a second. Isn't one of these mimenus supposed to teach us that it's open for this Gzeir Shava? I guess it's Mufna Mitzad Echad. Is that what we're saying? Usually Mufna means it has to be from both sides. We had said yesterday, it's at least not it said a few days ago that maybe it's Mufna Mitzad Echad. Okay, I don't really know the rules of Gezer Shavas that well to say whether or not this undoes what we just did, but clearly the Gemara is not bothered by it. So I don't know. So of Amar Zvitshev Eimel Likachlo Aram V'Dachrichin. Let's say that the word V'Nasati Menu L'Meis is referring to getting a casket and burial shrouds, meaning that it's Aser for the sake of a dead body, to use items which were bought with Meister Sheni money. I think that's what we're saying. So Amar Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua Mimenu Migufel. Now we're talking about the Meister Sheni thing itself, not just the replacement or the substitute or the redeemed money for it. Rav Ashi, Amar Lona Sati Dumi Dilo Achalti, Malahon Migufel, Akam Migufel. I don't know.
Clothing, then you had to buy them in Jerusalem.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not sure. 100% sure. The halacha is that if you have regular food, regular Meister Sheni food that you'd be able to eat, so then if it becomes tameh, so then you'd have to go and buy food with it. But if it becomes tameh and the Meister Sheni before you had redeemed it already became inedible, so then you can get something else which is inedible. That's apparently the halacha. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar Lona Sati Bimidjalo Achati Malahalan Migufo, Afkan Migufo. Same thing, that you should use it for the actual item,
or the restriction of not using it when it's tame is referring to the specific item, not referring to its replacement. Vakasi mufti mitzad echad. Oh, there you go. Just have to keep reading sometimes, you know. Mufti mitzad echad hu. You already used the mimenus. So the Gemara says, "Hani chaman damar lemeidim ve'emeshiva." And that's fine according to the one who says you can learn, but you can't object to it even for mufti mitzad echad. Alaman damar lemeidim meshivin ma'ikol neimar. But according to the opinion that says that if it's only mufti mitzad echad, so then what are you going to respond? There's an objection here. Clearly, it's not allowed because Pesach is different than Ma'aser Sheni, so you can't necessarily learn one to the other. So Gemara says, "Hach de Rabbi Abahu," the one that we said before from Rabbi Abahu, that a Ma'aser Sheni you're not allowed to burn Betuma, but Truma you are allowed to burn Betuma. So you can't learn that. Midi Rav Nachman Amar Abba Bar Avula Nafka. That's from a different drasha. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Abba Bar Avula. My Dech Siv Vani Hinei Nasati L'Chaz Mishmeres Trumosai. B'Shtei Trumos Agasu Medaber. Trumosai. Achas Truma Tahor V'Achas Truma Tameya V'Amar Rachman Olcha. That there are two trumos that you should have. Nasati lecha. Where's this pasuk? Bamidbar Yudches. What is that? Korach maybe? Gemara is where the pasuk where it talks about everything that the Kohen gets the benefit from. Sort of like Korach, this is what you get when you're a Kohen. But either way, so then, trumosai is multiple trumos. What do you mean multiple trumos? There's only one kind of truma category. So no, there are different types of trumas. The trumas that you can eat, the trumas you can't eat. That's the drasha they're making, at least. And the truma you can't eat is also lecha for you, for your benefit, i.e., for your oven. So v'chol tameim v'chulei, the Mishnah had said that all tameim should not eat truma. So how do you know that a tamei doesn't eat truma? That's Rabbi Akiva's pasuk. Is that not Rabbi Akiva's pasuk? I believe it's Rabbi Akiva's pasuk. He learned in Aral from the words ish ish. Ezo davar sheshava the zar shel Aaron. Oh, so they're darshening the mizera Aaron part. The zar shel Aaron have the omer zu truma. All of Aaron's descendants can have truma regardless of their other issues. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema b'chazi v'shok." Let's say that it's referring to not truma, but the items of a carbon that a person is allowed to, that the Kohen is allowed to eat. So the Gemara says, "No, it can't be the chazi v'shok, the thigh and the breast of the animal, because ena b'chozeres, a bas Kohen that marries a Yisrael and then that Yisrael dies and she goes back to her father's home." So then she's not allowed to eat of the carbonos anymore. But she can eat truma. That was our whole discussion last 2 weeks. She can eat truma. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So truma, nami. Why can't she? Chazi v'shok? You have any other quick note on that?
I guess she just doesn't. She's married a Yisrael, and she just simply doesn't return to her status.
Is there a logic there, or is it just like a drusha or something?
You know, I haven't lost track of this. I don't know. Did we have a pasuk? We had a pasuk who said that she could go back and have truma.
Mm-hmm. That we had in Parshas Kedoshim.
No pasuk to allow her to.
Yeah, maybe that's just, maybe you're right, maybe by implication or something. That one you could have, but not the other one.
Well, we've said she can't. I don't think we've seen any deep analysis.
Right, exactly. I don't recall either. I see if there's a quick note here. Not seeing it. Okay. So the Gemara says, "In bechozer." So the Gemara says, "Wait a minute, Trumanami, in a bechalala, a chalala, a woman who is the offspring of." She's the offspring of a Kohen who married a person he is not allowed to. Right? Grusha, like my daughter. I didn't marry Grusha, for those on the recording who don't know me. My great-great-great-grandfather married a Grusha, and I'm a Chalal, which makes my children, my daughter's Chalalot.
It says here, mean, that might be the case. But this is a piece
of
that she marries somebody that she's not allowed to marry.
Okay. I think we had seen that by the non-Jew. If she had married a non-Jew, maybe that also happens. But so the Gemara says, Chalal, something like, right, those two went together, yeah. The Gemara says, Chalal lav zara di Aaron hi. A Chalala is not considered the children of Aaron anymore. DNA might disagree, but at least in terms of how we categorize. Right. That doesn't affect you.
She's not going to eat from anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true, yeah. So then you can't say that it's Shaveh Bizar Shal Aaron, right? We had said that it's that the pasuk Mizera Aaron teaches us that it must be something that we're talking about, which is equal in all Zera Aaron. So the Gemara says, oh yeah, no, Truma doesn't is not a problem because a Chalala is not a exception to the rule, which would, you know, maybe we can't use it, because a chalal is not considered zera aron at all. And therefore, it still is shavim zera aron. This is the one true Scotsman's paradox. Anytime you find an exception to the rule, just say, oh yeah, it's not part of that rule at all. And therefore, it's not an exception to any rule. Right, that kind of thing. Anyway. Mimai dahai aj ad asher yitar ad ika harav shemesh. How do you know that the pasuk says, oh, this is going before. We had said that it's full yom is not allowed to is allowed to do paraduma and is allowed to have maaser sheni, maybe, I don't remember, but they can't do truma. They can't have truma. So the Gemara says, "My dehai ad asher yitar to ikaharif shemesh." How do we know that when it says "bakashim loyochal ad asher yitar," that means you have to have sun. The sun goes down. So Gemara says, "Ema, I demaisi kapara." Maybe it means that you have to have your carbon brought also, and therefore a mechusar kippurim would also be aser for truma. So Gemara says, "Lo sakadai tefta tanda Rabbi Yishma." Oh, now that's why we're bringing it in, because then that would be another exception to truma, which would exclude it from this shava bizarav. So Gemara says, "Lo sakadai tefta tanda Rabbi Yishma." Bizav bal shtei reios mitzor muskar hakas medaver dumi de tamei nefesh ma tamei nefesh lav bar kapara hu. Long story short, that drasha can't be about someone who hasn't brought a carbon because of his juxtaposition to Mitzorah and Azav. Okay, the Ema Hanimila Jalav Bar Kapara, Aval de Bar Kapara, Ad de Maisi Kapara. That maybe is only when it comes to people who can't have Kapara yet. But what about people who can have Kapara but just haven't brought the carbon? So Gemara says, V'tu, Haditnan, the Mishnah says similarly, Tavav Alav Ocha B'maser. Someone who goes in the mikveh and comes out is allowed to have ma'aser sheni. Harav shimsho ochel b'truma. Then the sun goes down, he's allowed to have truma. Hevi kapara ochel b'kadshim minalan. How do you know that a tul yom is only allowed to have kadshim after he brings his karban? The Gemara says Amarava, meaning why don't we say that the source of that is from this pasuk? That's the implication. So Amarava, Amarav Chista, Tlasa Kray Ksiva. There are three pasukim. Ksiva Lo Yochal Merkashim Kima Chatzis Pesurav Amayim Harachas Tahor. Once he goes into the mikvah, so then he's tahor again. Uchsiv Uba Hashemesh V'Teher V'Achar Yochal Min Hakadashim. That the sun goes down and he becomes tahor, and then he can eat from his from the karbanos. And then you bring a kapara and it becomes tahor. Presumably that's referring to his karbanos. Okay, Sad, how could it be that there are three different levels, three different thresholds you have to cross to become tahor? So kamamaser, when it comes to eating kachim, right, when it comes to eating right after you go in the mikvah, that's for Meiser, Shani. Kan l'truma, one of them is for the sun going down is for truma. And kan l'kadshim, and the bringing of karbanos is for eating the karbanos. That makes sense. So Gemara says, the Eifachana, why can't I just switch it all around? What's telling you this and not that? So Gemara says, Mistabra Truma Adifa Shekain Machpaz. It makes sense that Truma is the one which is not going to be the easiest one to get to, right? Because the easiest one, meaning just going in the mikvah, should not allow you to eat Truma yet, because Truma is more chamor, because of Machpaz, right? As we saw before, it has different stringencies. You can get death penalty for it. It requires the czar to pay extra if he eats it. I mean, a non-Kohen. You can't redeem it, and it is asur lazar generally. So that's machpaz. Adar Abba says, "Gemara Meister Adif Ashekain Hadas Tav." It has to be brought to Yerushalayim. It has to have a vidoy. It can't be eaten by an onen. That's asur. That's the samach, which is a weird one. And it's asur to burn it betuma. That's the test. I can think the base is Bior. Yeah.
That's the remove from unsealed before. That's not going to be the
7th
years of the Shemitah cycle.
Right. Well, for the Meister Shein. Yeah.
If you hadn't already done so.
Right. So Afil Haki says to Gemara, even though you list me five things, nonetheless, Misa Adifa, the Truma carrying a death penalty is itself makes it more Hamor, even if it has less number, less quantitatively, it has a greater stringency qualitatively over Meister Shein. So Rav Amar, below Misa Adifa, Nami Lo Master Samar, Amar Kra, Nefesh, Ezu Devash Shevachon Nefesh, Havi Amar Zem Meister. That Meister Shein is something that is applicable to everyone, not just to a Kohen, as opposed to Truma, which is applicable only to a Kohen. And therefore, I guess that makes it more chamor. So the kasi yihani mili heichad bar kapara, about heichad bar kapara, adamaisi kapara. And still, even though we said that mechusa kippurim is listed within those psukim, that requires you to bring a carbon in order to eat kachim. So let's say that those psukim are only talking about people who are only require harav shemesh. But what about a person who really requires a karban, like a zav and a mistorah? So those are people who can't have kapara until they bring a karban. But hecha devar aval hecha devar kapara. But when you're just chayav a karban kapara, so then Adamaisi Kapara. So let's just say it's based on bringing the carbon. What's the difference? That for Truma, at least, all you need is the sun to go down. So let's say that when we're talking about the sun going down, that's only referring to those types of people who are Lav Bar Kapara. But what about the people that are Bar Kapara? Maybe they should need to bring a carbon. So Amar Abai, Trey Craig, Siva Bioledes. What does that do for us? Even when someone is tame, is a bar kapara, they're allowed to have truma even before they bring the carbon, but only after the sun goes down. I guess because yoledes is considered mechusar kapara, like we said before. But that's a bar kapara. So Gemara says, epachana, let me just switch it around. A bunch of different things that kachim would be machmir over truma, I guess. Adrav truma chamor shekain machpaz. Can't you count? Pan kachas is greater than machpaz. Rava Amar, what do we have to hear? Rava Amar, below hanachavishin lamasit amar. Rava always does this. If you're going to tell me that the pasuk says that once you do bring kapara, then she's on tahora, that's for, if you're going to tell me, if you're going to tell me that's tahora for the sake of eating kachim, that any meat that touches that you should not eat. Mechusar kippurim is called a tame. And when it says, basa shiga b'chol tameh, that's including Mechuser Kippurim. And Kashim, once it becomes Tameh, you can't eat it. Elishma minach the Truma. It must be talking about Truma, which can become Tameh and still allow you to eat it. Okay. A lot of drushes here. I know it's kind of probably complicated, but in the end of the day, we're just saying Truma only requires Harif Shemesh, nothing else. Maskeler of Shisha. And that would mean that this Mechuzer Kippurim, the person who has to bring carbon, is allowed to already eat Truma when the sun goes down. So Maskeler of Shisha, Breda Rav Idi, Mi Matzatamar Truma Ksiva Hacha, who says that Truma is meant, is said here, the Pasuk Ad Mos Yemei Tara, which we learned from before, that Mechuzer Kippurim is allowed to have Truma. So Vahatanya, Dabar Abin Yisrael, it says, say to the Jewish people, that's the beginning of Parshas Tazria, where it says, Yishak is Tazria, V'adot Zohar V'tamah Shavat Yamim. And the Bryce says, Jashins, Ein Li Elo B'nei Yisrael, Giyores, V'shivcha, M'shivach Prares, Minayin. How do you know that a convert, a maidservant, and a freed slave are also Tameh when they give birth? So Tameh Lomar, Isha, V'yisak Adaitich, V'truma, and if it's trying to teach you about Truma, that they're not allowed to have Truma, Gzera, Giyores, V'shivcha, B'nos, I mean, it can't be that it's referring to Truma because they can always eat Truma. No, they're not allowed to eat Truma. They're never fit for Truma because they're not considered to be in the Kohen's family. Well, Gioras can't be.
Gioras isn't the way to the Shivcha. If the shivcha of the Kohen.
Right, if it's shivcha of the Kohen, presumably they could eat Truma.
Unless we're talking about a
non-Jewish.
Freed
that is what we're talking about. Yeah, shivcha mishufraris. Yeah, I listed them as three terrible people, but it's really just the same person. A freed shivcha who is no longer the property of the Kohen, but was.
Right.
Okay. So and then what are we trying to say here? That what is this trying to teach us? That that pasuk is not talking about Truma, it's talking about Tuma of a Yoledah. Admelos Yimei Tara is just talking to, just teaching us that they become Tameos, not that they become allowed to have Truma. So Amareva, Velo, is that true? That's not mentioned over there. V'haksiv v'chol kodesh lo siga l'rabos ha-truma. Alakra mili mili kachashif. The pasuk is just teaching us separate things. One is teaching us about Tuma, one is teaching us about Truma. All right, we'll stop there.
Yeah,
for everybody. We'll meet sometime tomorrow afternoon.